Sermon series part two in Christ. Last Sunday I talked about the new creation, right? That in Christ we are a new creation. Amen.
Amen.
And today I'd like to continue with that series in Christ. Well, we're not just a new creation, but there are five more other things that I would like to share with you what it means to be in Christ. Okay, let's first read John 3:16. John 3:16. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Amen. One voice, loud voice together. Begin.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes into him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Amen. The key word there today, I want us to focus on the word into. Everybody say into.
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 Now Bible says, okay, whoever believes into him. Who is him? Jesus Christ. If we believe into him, okay, we shall not perish, not die, but have eternal life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the key word there is into. Now, into means we have come out from some place, and then we have entered into Christ. Okay, we came out and we enter into. That's what it means to be believed into. Okay? So, because some Christians or some named Christians, they can say, I'm a believer, and yet they have never entered into Christ, and their life is not changing. There's no transformation in their life, and they feel guilty, and they feel bad about it, being a Christian, because their life is not changing. I hope none of you are like that, but if you are one of that person, that when you have become a believer, a child of God, and yet your life is not being transformed, you're not changing, your character is not changing, your words are not changing, the habit of your the worldly, maybe custom, is not changing, you have to think about it. And I want to tell you this afternoon, it is because maybe you have not entered into. Bible says if you believe into him, that's the key word. The Greek word, it means ace or ice. Ice means into. So the moment you believe Jesus Christ, you have entered into Christ.
Amen.
You came out from the world and you have entered into Christ. You have come out from the darkness and you have entered into the light. You came out. Okay, from the death and you enter into life. You came out from being a child of Satan, child of the devil, and you have entered as a child of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this is a dramatic, this is a huge transformation. There's a huge transition from world into Christ, from flesh into spirit, from death into life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to know who you are. God wants us to know our identity. If you want to fight the enemy and overcome the enemy, then first we need to know who we are in Christ. That in Christ we are a new creation.
Amen.
The old has gone, the new has come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are still clinging to the old stuff, old days, old life, old customs of this world, then you need to remind yourself that in Christ I'm a new creation, and the old has gone and the new has come. And the old has nothing to do with my life because I'm already in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, every day when you wake up, you need to remind yourself that who you are. In Christ, you are a new creation. And you have nothing to do with old stuff. You have nothing to do with drinking, smoking, and the drugs. You have nothing to do with the pleasures of this world. That is not you. You are a new creation in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do we know that? Scripture testifies it. Scripture testifies it. And we believe the scriptures. We believe the Bible. Bible says so. I believe it, and it settles it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We do not move and live by our own emotion. We live by faith.
Amen.
Righteous shall live by faith.
Amen. Amen.
Why only these two sisters are my cheerleaders today? I need more cheerleaders today. The rest of you are too tired from working. Too tired? I understand these two brothers, they have traveled 24 hours and, you know, they didn't sleep. I understand. You are exempted today. But the rest of what happened?
Amen.
You have decided to close your mouth today? Let me see how well Pastor Paul preaches today. I'm just going to do like this, huh? It's no fun then. Help me not to feel like I'm preaching to the wall. I'm preaching to human beings here.
Amen.
Men and women. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Bible says you glorify God. You glorify God. You bear the fruit of your lips by saying amen.
Amen.
Bible says Jesus Christ, his name, the faithful, the amen. Amen. Whenever you say amen, you are calling on the name of God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So please say amen in response to the scriptures, to the word of God, to the truth.
Amen.
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 Arif? Arif, you say amen, huh?
Amen.
What?
Amen.
Did you eat breakfast? Okay, you can do better than that. Say amen.
Amen.
Arif. Let me, you can do it. Amen!
All right.
Say it one more time. 시작!
Amen.
Amen.
Gilbert, you need to boost, strengthen. Amen. So 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now let's read it like as if we believe it. All right. Let's read it as this is the living and active,
Amen.
A sharper than double-edged sword, penetrating into our soul and divides. And it heals, it restores. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is not my words. It's not Pastor Paul's words that changes you. No, it's the word of God changes you. Because it itself is living and active. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:17. Come on, church. One voice, begin.
Therefore,
if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
The old has gone, the new has come.
Amen.
Amen.
If some of you are still clinging and still struggling with old stuff of this world, of the flesh, of the lust of your eyes, and lust, boast of life, and lust of this world, then you have to understand. You have to understand and think, oh, where am I now? What am I doing? Because I have already entered into Christ. I threw myself, my entire being into Christ. And that's what John 3:16 declares, right? Whoever believes into him. So you have already entered into Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, you have nothing to do with the old stuff.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You just need to remind yourself, wait a minute, in Christ, I'm a new creation, and I have nothing to do with this fleshly stuff. And you just remind yourself, and you say, Lord Jesus, and you just return to your spirit.
Amen.
Return to Christ. Return to the Bible. Return to the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's all you need to do. So today, I want to talk about five things, what it means to be in Christ, because the Bible says, whoever is in Christ is a new creation,
Amen.
Right? All right, first, in Christ, we are a new creation. We already talked about that. Let's go to the second one. In Christ, we were clothed with Jesus.
Amen.
Galatians 3:27. Read it. Begin.
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, for all of you, that's all of you. That includes all of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that not one person in this room is out of that word all. excluded from that word all. I pray that all of you who were baptized into Christ. Were you baptized?
Amen.
If you were baptized, then you have baptized into Christ. Is that word? Okay, into. Amen. Hallelujah. You have baptized into Christ. See, you came out from your own self, your own world, and you have entered into Christ. Therefore, now you and I belong to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are His now. Jesus Christ has bought you with His precious blood. Therefore, we are not ours. We are His. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Baptized into Christ and have clothed yourselves with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
If I wear police cloth units, huh? Police, you know what I'm talking about? Police. And then on the street, you're just driving on the street, I go like this. What are you going to do?
Stop.
You're going to stop. Why? Why? Because of?
Uniform.
Police uniform. Right? If I don't wear police uniform, I go like this outside on the street, I go. Then what's going to happen? You see me in the hospital. The car will just and I'll be sitting next to fetus. You have to visit brother fetus. He's a big man. He's lying down like this. A giant is lying down. When I went in there, he's like, you know how big his foot is? His foot is as big as my arm. Oh, he's our dear brother. He's feeling lonely, so you have to visit. Who's this?
Jeremiah.
Oh, okay. In a split second, I thought someone else. So anyway, God bless you. So, anyway, you visit Firas, amen?
Amen?
Today, you have time, you go visit him. Tanwon Hospital. Just take a taxi and it takes 5 minutes. If you need tax money, just come to me, okay? I'll give you a bank number. Okay. Anyway, what was I saying? Okay. When you go to hospital, you see the uniform of a doctor. What are you going to do? You need a surgery. You need a surgery, so what are you going to do? You're going to lay down, right? And you're going to give your body to a doctor because doctor will do a nice surgery and he will heal your disease, right? You have that trust, isn't it? What if he does not have a doctor uniform? Somebody comes along and with no uniform and say, has a knife on his hand. Lay down now. Let me do my surgery. You're going to feel very uncomfortable. Don't you think? You're going to feel very uncomfortable. When you start, the uniform, the cloth will make who you are. It talks about the identity. You understand? If you wear the police, then you're police. If you wear the uniform of the doctor, then you're a doctor. If you wear the uniform of Jesus Christ, then you...
You're in Christ.
Then you... You know what? Then you become a little Christ.
Amen.
You become a junior Christ.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Well, I have two sons, you know, my sons, right? Josh and Joseph, one, you know, little, right? They're my boys. But you can call PJ Junior, isn't it?
Amen.
The PJ Junior, because my son, same blood, same life. Are you getting me?
Amen.
If you put the cloth of Jesus Christ, you're a little Jesus.
Amen.
You're a junior Jesus.
Amen.
Do you know what I'm talking about here?
Yes,
man. Oh, do you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about God. Jesus Christ is God, right? He's God, man. And he has entered into you. You are putting the Jesus Christ, the cloth of Jesus Christ on you, then you are becoming also God-man.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
You have become also God-man. God-man. You and I, we are just a mere human being. We are mere human being. You know what I'm saying? We cannot run faster than the dog. Right? We cannot run faster than horse. We're not stronger than tiger. Or lion, right? You know what I'm talking about? We are very fragile. As a human being, we are very fragile, right? We are not, these days, computers are smarter than you. You know those paddle thing, right? Computer one. That's crazy. Human created machine, but machine now beats. We're not capable compared to all those machines out there, right? We're not capable of all. Restoring all the memories here compared to all those huge machines out there. You know what I'm talking about? Human being as itself is very fragile. But God, Jesus Christ, who is God, has entered into us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now we can live like God.
Amen.
Oh, do you understand that?
Yes.
I can live like God. I can live like Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I can love my enemy like Jesus has loved.
Amen.
Because his love is in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can forgive my brother because Jesus Christ, the forgiver, is in me.
Amen.
With myself, I cannot forgive. With myself, I cannot love. With myself, I cannot understand why they act that way to me. But when I think that Jesus Christ lives in me and He's active, through Jesus, I can do all things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what it means that we, in Christ, we were clothed with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good?
All the time.
Amen. The second point is, in Christ, we were baptized into the triune God. Okay? Our God is a triune God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Matthew 28:19. Let's read together. Begin.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Now, there's a name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Here again, baptizing them into. Is that word into? You see, into. We came out from the world. We came out from the flesh. We came out from our own world, and we have entered into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, which is
Jesus
Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We have entered into the name of Jesus. You and I, we have entered into the name of Jesus. And what does that mean? The name is talking about character. When somebody tell you, Pastor Paul, that's my name. But when you communicate with somebody and you guys talking about Pastor Paul, that refers to my character. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bang. Bing. Right?
Bang, bang.
When we talk about bang, then it automatically it refers to his character. Mm. Are you getting me?
Mm.
Hitler, you know Hitler, right?
Mm.
The German, huh?
The bad
guy. when it's Hitler, we already automatically refers to his bad character. You see, the name refers to character. So when the scripture says, we were all baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. We were baptized into the name, into the character of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what I mean by when you believe in Jesus Christ, listen, you have that characters of Jesus Christ in you. You can forgive. You can accept. You can understand. You can love even your enemies.
Amen.
Can you do that with your own strength?
No.
It's impossible. But with Jesus Christ, it is possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have a wonderful life to live.
Amen.
You have a new life to live. That's why the Bible says, old has gone and new has come. Live a new life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's yours and mine. Amen.
Amen.
That is our identity in Christ.
Amen.
People who are outside of Christ, they can never imitate this. Because they don't have love. They don't have forgiveness. They don't have mercy. They don't have that. Only in Christ we have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mark 16:16. Read this together, brothers and sisters. Begin.
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned.
Amen.
Amen.
What does this mean now? Will be saved. Everybody say, will be saved.
Will be saved.
What do you have to do? Will be saved. Shija. Will be saved. Shija.
Will be saved.
Amen.
Not quiet.
Will be saved. Now this saved word does not refer to eternal life. This is already, you are born again already. Do you understand?
Mm.
You are born again already. This word saved refers to not eternal life. This word saved means what? You are saved from Egypt.
Mm.
Remember the Israelites. Remember the story of Passover.
Mm.
They put the blood of the lamb on the door post. And the spirit of death, when they saw the blood of the lamb, they passed over, right? That means that's a redemption. Okay? That's a redemption has occurred there on that spot. Okay? The death has passed away. You have been redeemed. But you are not saved yet from Egypt. Egypt refers to world. Secular world. Okay? And Pharaoh is a representation of Satan, spiritually speaking. So, you're still under the world, you're still under Satan. Now, you need to be saved, rescued from the world.
Mm-hmm.
And how the Israelites were saved from the world? They cross over the
Red Sea.
The Red Sea is water baptism. You see? So, this refers to believe and baptize will be saved. This refers to saved from the world. You and I, in Christ, we are already saved from the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can overcome alcohols. Amen?
Amen.
We can overcome smoking, drug, pleasures of this world, pornography, all those things of the world. Listen, we are already baptized with Jesus Christ, meaning we are already dead. We have been already buried with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to believe that. Righteous shall live by faith. Amen?
Amen.
You have to exercise your faith and say that I have been crucified and I have been buried with Christ and I am done with Christ. And I have a new life in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Whatsoever of this world, you can overcome. In fact, in Christ, you have already overcome it. We call it faith. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No pleasures of this world, no temptation of Satan can overcome. Because we are under the blood of Jesus Christ. We are under His name, under God's grace. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, listen. Next one is, in Christ, we were buried. This connects with the... Okay, we are buried with together with Christ. Romans 6:4. Are you ready?
Amen.
Okay, begin.
We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead,
through the glory of the Father, we too may live a
new life.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
You and I, we were buried together with Christ. Come on, everybody say, we were buried.
We were buried
together with Christ.
With Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we can boldly say, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
Amen.
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 Whenever you feel and you are facing temptations, remember, brothers and sisters, this word, scriptures. Remember Romans 6:4. I have been buried with Christ. I have been buried together with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. In your spirit, you and I, we were already dead with Christ,
Amen.
Already buried.
Amen.
We can overcome all kinds of temptations out there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We can live a new life. Bible says, we too may live a
new life.
Okay, tell the person next to you, you can live a new life.
You can live a new life. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Indeed, you can live by Christ. You can live by His love. You can live by His word. Not by your emotion, not by your will, but you can live by Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, in Christ, fourth meaning is, in Christ, we were all baptized into one body. So 1 Corinthians 12:13. All right? Ready, church? One voice, please, begin.
For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I appreciate, because all of you today, you have chosen, okay? You chose today to be the part of the body of Christ today.
Amen.
You could have been sitting in your sitting at your couch, your room, and watching TV, and sleeping, and just roaming around. You could have been gone to Seoul and do the Seoul tour.
Huh?
I don't know. You could have been doing something else. But today, you choose to come to be the part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For this, I appreciate you and I give applause to you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we have to remember who we are in Christ. Bible says we have been baptized into one body.
Amen.
Listen, I have heard, and this is kind of interesting. I'm going to share with you, right? Okay, five fingers, now lift it up. And then try to move your five fingers. Move your five fingers. Okay, very good. In the morning, one sister, I said, move your five fingers, and one sister goes to me. Like, don't do it to me, please. Enticing. Well, what? Okay. All right, listen. You are very free to move around your five fingers, right?
Mm.
Do you know why is that possible? Because your arm structure, there's a one big bone here, one big bone, and there are two bones here. thick one, and thin one. And through the bone of the wrist, through the bone of wrist, these three fingers are moving through the big bone, thick bone. These two fingers are moving through the thin bone. How amazing! And how, how do we say that word?
Complex?
Complex? Okay. How wonderful. How, see, if these three fingers are moving, that means your thick bones are healthy. Okay? These two fingers are moving, that means the thinner one, thinner bone is healthy. Okay? Now, let me ask you this question. Okay? This arm says to the pinky finger, hey, I am above you. Therefore, I don't need you. Go away. Can bone say like that to pinky finger? No. There is no above or below. We're all brothers and sisters. We are one body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no rank. Elders and deacons are here to serve, right? Not to boast their title. Pastors are not here to boast their title. I'm Reverend Paul or Pastor. No. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just have my function as a pastor to preach and to nurture you with the word of God. Hallelujah. That's my function. Amen.
Amen.
And there's everyone's a function. Her function is singing and also the announcement. How wonderfully, beautifully she does that announcement. I cannot do. She has that gift. Right? Huh? And some of you come here earlier to do intercessory prayer. And that's your gift. Hallelujah. Well, today the Philippine community turned for leading worship, and that's your gift. We all have that function, but we are all equal. No one is higher or below. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no rank in church. Amen.
Amen.
You respect the pastor and you respect the brothers and sisters, but you don't need to look up to your pastor. Ah, man of God. No, we're all men of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're all children of God. Amen.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Okay. Every part of your body is important, okay? Do you think this nail, you don't like the nail and say, I don't like the nail. So you just take out the nail. Then what's going to happen?
Apayo.
If you don't have the nail, guess what? You will hurt, not only hurt, you won't have a problem of squeezing your finger. The nail protects you and it helps you to come with the strength. Do you understand? If there's no nail of your foot nail, you're going to have a hard time walking. Do you know that? The nails protect you and gives you strength to walk. Gives you strength. See, each nail, the toenail, the fingernails, they're important. Every part, every member of church is important. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In Christ means we have entered into Christ and we have become one body. Each member is important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, when we meet together, we share the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we consider our brothers and sisters as what? Our brother and sister as a one spiritual family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Guess what? Spiritual family outlasts the physical family. I say that again. Spiritual family outlasts physical family. If you have physical family on earth, it only lasts what? 60, 70, or 90 years max, isn't it? But spiritual family lasts forever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Amen!
Amen.
Yeah. So look at your brothers and sisters. Look at your family now. Look at your brothers and sisters next to you. And say, we're going to live forever.
We're going to live forever.
Say it one more time. We're going to see each other forever.
We're going to see each other forever.
All right? Let the hand go now. Listen. Since you guys are going to see each other forever, don't ever make an enemy. Because if anybody becomes an enemy, then you are going to? That's not good. You're not going to stay in the enemy there, but you know what I'm talking about, right? Yes. Because we're going to be seeing each other forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should love everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 In Christ we are one body. So on Sunday, you put this tie priority. Amen?
Amen.
Sunday, you belong to the body. Amen.
Amen.
You are the parts of the body, but you yourself is not the body. Are you getting me?
Amen.
Did you get it?
Amen.
You are part of the body, parts of the body, but you yourself is not the body. Jesus Christ is the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when body moves, you move. When body stops, you stop. When Christ moves, you move. When Christ stops, you stop.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Last but not least, fifth point of in Christ is, in Christ, let's read together. Begin. Come on, church. In Christ. Okay, the faith is not, as you know, it's not my own faith. It's the faith of Jesus Christ. Listen, originally speaking, you and I, we had no faith. We had no faith. Bible says, faith comes from, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith comes from?
Hearing.
And hearing from the? Word of God. So when you heard the word of God, the faith came into you. You understand? So faith is Jesus Christ. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, Jesus Christ is the author and the perfecter of faith. Hallelujah. So when we heard Jesus, the word of God, Jesus Christ came into us as a faith.
Amen.
So that's when you had faith. Originally, you had no faith. Without Jesus Christ, we have no faith, because Jesus is the author and the perfecter of faith. He is the faith. He's the perfect faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you have entered into Christ, that means you are no longer living with your own faith. You are living with the faith of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Galatians 2:19 and 2:20. Let's read this together. Ready? Begin. For okay, verse 20, begin. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which now I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me
and gave himself for me.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
What is the good news? Good news is that fact that the faith of Jesus Christ has entered into you. My faith will fail. My faith, there's lots of ups and downs. Every day I change by my circumstances and emotions. But guess what? The faith of Jesus Christ never changes.
Amen.
The faith of Jesus Christ is faithful.
Amen.
And it has the ultimate power. It can do all things. Through the faith of Jesus Christ, we can do all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready to declare this morning and this afternoon? What it means to be in Christ. We are a new creation.
Amen.
We have clothed with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We were buried together, buried with Jesus Christ. And now we are a new life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we live by the faith of Jesus Christ. That's who we are. That's who you are. And nobody in this world can defeat us, because Jesus lives in me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ, we can do all things. Amen. Let's all declare to you this afternoon who Jesus Christ is and what he has done in us and in you. Amen? Let's all stand together. Can we sing this song?